I don't know how much you are going to stay here. The altars in your village is not bothered about the fact that you prayed 7 days. They are bothered about the fact that you intend to continue. My father in the Lord gave a testimony. He said that he was in a vision. Are you with me? Pay attention fast. He said he was in a vision and he saw a witch, and the witch was burnt with fire. And the witch came and was complaining. He said that our challenge is not that you burnt us with fire. Our problem is that you have intention of continuing. That's what Satan is afraid of. Satan is not afraid that when you were in campus, you bombed everywhere. He's afraid that you are planning to continue. I have my friends that just finished youth service. Satan is not afraid of what you did. He is afraid that you will continue. After 3 years, the people I did youth service with said, "Pray, oh, so you continued." That is when I realized, you know, it is given to man to give up, given to man to stop. But when a man is consistent and continuing, then a spirit is involved. A spirit is helping that man. Guess what? It is in seasons like this that you lay hold on those matters. I never knew what was happening those days. Every night I wake up, I cry. Give me the tarrying grace, the staying power. Men give up not because they want to, but they give up because they lack what it takes. They even want to, but it's no more there. Some of them will see you the way you are moving. They will say, "You left us behind. You don't remember us again." What they are saying is that there is no grace to tarry. We noticed that you continued. Why didn't you show us what you knew? You see, demons are not afraid. Witches are not afraid that you woke up one night and prayed from 12 to 6 in the morning. They are more afraid that you wake up every night 3 hours. Because what you are doing is just beyond deliverance. You are creating a civilization, an atmosphere that will host so much of God that there is nothing like witchcraft that can survive in that atmosphere again. That place has become a holy-golistic zone. That is what consistency does. It is in consistency that men are established in the present truth. The present truth and revelation and the outpourings that is coming from heaven and God's agenda to bring us into the new move is an effort in futility if men are not taught on the protocols of consistency and continuity. Because what God does by His Spirit, according to what happened in the book of Acts chapter 2, was that a new regime came as a result of the outpouring of the Spirit, and then new possibilities we are giving to the men that we are participants in those encounters. But the fruit thereof is given to them that what? Continued. It was when they continued, the scripture said that there was comfort, that they were established. The establishment that God ordained that we should have as a result of the encounter is as a result of continuity, is as a result of consistency. We will just experience the embers, just the flickers of the move of God if men are not taught consistency. Listen to me, listen. Now the challenge is this, that when God begins to work, His workings is more like in seed form. That is why anytime the scripture speaks, He said that the kingdom can be likened unto a seed. When the sower sows, is a seed. Are you with me now? And when the mustard seed comes, it's still a seed. Because what God gives is potentials, the capacity, the possibilities of the potentials, the seedlings that came as a result of the outpouring is dependent on consistency and continuity. It took time, and by the time we came to chapter 6, 7, 8, we found out that we are men like Stephen, that even though his name was not in the register of the apostles, but this man hid under the incubation of the Holy Spirit. He said, "Have you forgotten me, Lord? What you did to Peter, do to me." The same Holy Ghost, He realized that He wasn't different. After some seasons, we saw Him reinvent a transport system that was lost. We thought that the ancient path that invented that transport has vacated the earth realm. But when Philip appeared, the Enoch transport arrived again. Because of Philip, we need pathfinders. When you become consistent, you become a pathfinder in the spirit. Men that research and find out the ancient past that we are lost. Our generation comes again and we decide to find the ways of our fathers. The pathways of revival. The pathways of consistency. The Bible says Solomon was speaking about the environment surrounding the building of the temple. He said, "Oh God, arise to your resting place, thou and the ark of thy might." He said, "The Lord has decided to dwell in thick darkness, but we have built a house for him." And because we have built a house, we can invoke his presence, we can invoke his might, we can invoke his glory. We have built a tabernacle, we can now host him. Our ambience is strong enough, our secret place is strong enough, our altar is strong enough. Listen to me. There are certain possibilities that is not given to men of consistency. What we will be seeing is just a little here, a little there, of the flickers of God's mercy. It will seem as if God is more powerful in the life of your neighbor than your own. Your challenge is lack of consistency. Satan is not moved that you did it for 1 month. He is not moved that you did it for 2 months. He is not moved. He is not moved because he knows that the water it takes for you to draw out the hand of God is a 3 years consistency in priesthood. So he knows that the measure of grace that you have to tarry is not enough to cross you over the river. So he is waiting for you. You think he's it and wrong? No, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Pray for 1 minute. Give me tarrying grace, tarrying power. When others are giving up, I will be mountain and strength. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord, they are like they mount up with wings as the eagles. Oh my God. And they could have got a tire. Even the youth shall faint. The young men shall be weary. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall mount up with wings as the eagles. They will run, they will not be tired. They will walk, they will not be faint. Oh God, we receive the testimony of consistency. We receive the testimony of continuity. We receive the grace to tarry until the heaven comes down. Just continue. Many things we break up. Many things we stop on their own accord. It is not by the will of man. Semedai, prekota kambra, sabata tata badata, kapata tata badata.
We wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice by the river. We wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice by the river. We wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice by the river. We wait. God must teach us the art of waiting again. out of waiting. Teach my spirit away. The psalmist said, wait thou on God, oh my spirit. Wait, wait. No, no, no. You can't stop now. You can't stop now. Imanterete sasalia, ratapapina talapataya, yapakapa natalia. Your family members, they are waiting for you to stop. Your relatives are waiting. Your friends are waiting. Your village are waiting. Satan is waiting. They said they give you 1 year. They give you 2 years. They say when you finish from campus, the fire will go down. When you finish your youth service, the fire will go down. When you marry, the fire will go down. Is it true? Is it true? Is it true? Give me the tarrying power, the tarrying grace, the tarrying answer. We will not stop.
That we see the power in prayer. You see, you will never know how powerful prayer is. You can only read it in books, but you will never experience it in your life until you continue. It's only there that we see that prayer can get anything done that God can do. Prayer, there is power, the power of prayer. Yes, that is the power of prayer. And it's only men of consistency that can find out the power in prayer. So Jesus said that there is a certain woman in a city. The context was even outside of the kingdom, yet the factor of importunity cannot be taken away from a man that desires to have his result. Nothing can stop you if you are importunate. Nothing can stop you if you are consistent. If you continue, you will have it.
get it for me. If you continue, you will have it.
No demon in hell can stop a man that decides not to stop.
All Satan can do to you is to make you to stop,
because he knows that at this path that you are set on, continuity and consistency, opportunity is a universal law. It's even something that men outside of the scope of the kingdom understands. When men gathered at the Tower of Babel and they said, let us build a tower that can reach the heavens, the scripture said that even God looked down from heaven. He said, we need to scatter their language, because these things that these men have set their heart to do, nothing can stop them. What have you set your heart on? When you set your heart on it, then you become consistent. The scripture said that this man is an unjust judge. He neither believes God nor man, but a widow that doesn't have any advantage in the natural. Men have looked down on her. There is no neighbor, no relative, nobody to help you, no connection, but she had her knees. When you have your knees, you are not disadvantaged. When you can pray, you are not disadvantaged. You have not kneeled enough. You are complaining, you are talking, you are thinking about many things, listening to many places. For how long will you continue to talk? Why not give yourself to your knees? After some seasons, the scripture said that even the unjust just said, I will answer this woman so that she will not weary my soul. I tell you, an importunate man can weary the hands of the immortals to begin to respond to the pant and desire of your heart. The importunity in your heart is a weapon in your hands that you can use to lean on the immortals. The immortals will respond if you are consistent.
Listen.
The scripture said there in verse 8, he said, when he that will come, shall he find faith? It is not a debatable fact that he will come. He said, I set myself upon the watch. Let me see what God will speak. The coming and the visitations of God is something that is already ordained in his agenda. Now, the days that will come is dependent on conduct, is dependent on altars, is dependent on hearts filled with certain measure of desire. The scripture said in the book of Proverbs, he said, a man having separated himself, seated and intermediate with all wisdom, that there is a separation, there is a consecration, and there is a desire to die unless you see the result. He said, I will come. Whether I will come is not a debate. The question is that you measure like the mortals. The book of 1 Peter said that don't count slackness as men count, because God is not a man. When we count and seem as if he tarries, it's because we have not entered into the eternal realm and understand his protocol, his reward system, that as long as a man can stay, what the mortals respond to is not just that you knocked. What they respond to is that anytime they appear, a man is on his watch. I will stand on my watch. I will not leave. Oh, ayatamina katabila, saneme de kete kubale. How we stand? Oh, oh, oh.
Listen, it is not debatable. Listen, it is not debatable whether God will come or not. That is one. And even when he comes, his intent is not about the moment. His intent is that you are established in the proceeds and riches that comes as a result of the moment. Are you with me? So when men don't understand this, they will not understand
the purpose of Pentecost, the purpose of the outpouring. It is an attempt by God to open up a new window of possibilities that hitherto we are not open to us. So God began to bring us to new layers of grace, prayer, grace, understanding, revelation, prayer power. These are things that were not possible in your life before. Suddenly you notice that you are walking in new realm, new dimension, new phase. Now the men that lack the understanding of God's intent, we think that that is the end of the matter. No, it is opened up to you so that you will be established. Establishment, that is the next stage that comes into the heart of a man as a result of the window that is opened up to you. Yes, that you functioned in something is not yet a guarantee that you will continue in it. God's intent is that he will take you to the point where you become a witness of the same matter that you have touched, so that your identity will be rooted with the same matter. You cannot be separated from the same experience. So beyond the encounter is framed into your being. You are established in all the present truth. Establishment. So after the early church had many encounters, the scripture said that the apostles went from church to church, getting them established in the present truth. Because God, that is God's intention. God doesn't intend that after 2 years, it all happened because we were in an atmosphere. You know, there are people that is praying here because they are in an atmosphere. Then when you appear out to where you start struggling, the reason is because you have not been established. What you have is atmospheric as a result of a superimposing influence that is beyond you. Now, God can't send you like that. We can't trust you in the kingdom because Satan can still influence the outcome of your life. Yes, and you will never know whether you are established until certain matters begin to come into your life. If there is still a desire of a possibility of giving up, then you are not yet established. Because men that this thing has been worked into their mainframe, their testimony will be the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1. For men ought always to pray. That is the testimony of Jesus. Such that even when he was coronated as the Christ and he was sitting at the right hand of the Father, the scripture still told us that even in that place he still interceded. So the prayer ministry is not something we stop. It is something that continues. Because that is the only way we can even sustain what we have laid hold on. By prayer we lay hold, by prayer we sustain. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord, he's the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord, he's the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. Perfect. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord,
amahasambre retefetemente rata papaniata lambre sodita parana bahata patakaila.
For the word of the Lord, I choose the word of the Lord.
Jesus, listen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Why not show us verse 5? Let's find something there. Because at every junction in your life, the progress that you will make in God's context is dependent on your capacity to press into the wisdom of God. See, this wisdom actually comes to men that choose to be foolish in the natural. Anytime you decide to be wise in God, one of the things you will notice is that you will be consistently foolish in the natural. And after many seasons, after men have given their opinion about the choices that you have made and your foolishness, there is nothing in the... Sometimes God will even forbid you from explaining to people why you made the choices that you made, because they can't understand with their mortal capacity. When God tells a man to clear all his account, it's foolishness. When God tells a man to give him your 1 year, it's foolishness. It's foolishness to stay in this place and you are praying and fasting and doing nothing else since the year began. Is it not foolishness? It's foolishness because there are many things that is going through your head. Part of the number one dealing that God administers to you is for you to lose capacity on how to run your life using that mental strength. You lose capacity. And sometimes you look at yourself and say, Am I not wasting? For the way of the Lord. I say, you are not wasting. If it is God, his wisdom comes like foolishness. And most times men have to be foolish to understand his wisdom. Yeah. God will sometimes tell you to stay where you are supposed to go. And men will begin to ask you, why are you here? And sometimes you will be tempted to explain why you are there. In your explanation, that's how you will incur God's wrath. Because even explanation, he didn't permit you to explain to people. It is a dealing that will power you into a new phase. When the new season unveils, men will begin to tell you, you are wise. Oh, that day you were doing that thing, we didn't understand what God was doing to you. That is why you can't explain to them. Their attempt to understand the dealings of God is from the natural plane, so they cannot enter into the wisdom. Show me. The Bible says, go down fast. Are you sure this is where I'm looking for? Yes. He said, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are what? Among them that are what? You know, I have spoken about this word perfect many times. There is a dimension of wisdom a man cannot enter into except maturity comes into his heart. The administration is not by mental and cognitive capacity. It is something you enter into because your soul has been cultured in such an extent that it can be able to mirror God dimensions. Remember that God spoke to John. He said, even John was a visitor. Actually, he is a man of the spirit. And the Bible says on that day that John was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard a voice that told him what? That means there is an information, there is wisdom nuggets, there is download from the mainframe of heaven that is about to come into his life. And it's not just about him. A generation will function by the same wisdom. And a man wants to access that kind of wisdom at a lower energy plane. As much as God wants to give you that kind of access, he cannot. All he will do is to tell you, Henry, what? Come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up. We know it is ordained for you, but you are very low. We cannot give you this thing here. You have to come up. And when you ascend, you will find out that your soul is consistent with the energy broadcast in that realm. There are some things God will show you. There are some energy discharges that you will encounter in God. It can kill you. Do you know? I went to a meeting
And a young man told me that I want everything you have. I laughed because he doesn't know what he's praying for. So I just laid hands on him. I said, God, give him a little of what you gave to me. The young man almost died that day. He was rolled like crayfish. You know that stick they used to roll crayfish? And he was weeping. After 15 minutes, he was turning red in color. And he was even increasing. I have to reach out to him. I said, reduce it, Lord. Reduce it. Peace. Since that day, the young man stopped praying that kind of prayer. Give me what you have. Your interest is not in what I have. Your interest is in the capacity. Because even if I give, you can't. And in the kingdom, we are not wasters. We are men that account for everything. In stewardship, a man has to be faithful. A man has to be accountable. If you cannot account for the investment of God's resources and the progress you have made as a result of that investment, that is a wasted adventure. And God is not interested in men like that. So in as much as God wants to administer certain kind of wisdom, certain kind of revelation, certain kind of equipment, certain kind of pedestal, sometimes you look at your family and say, why don't you use me? Look at how things are going on. You go on 7 days fast and say, God, after these 7 days, I want things to change in my life. I want things to change in my family. After 7 days, it seems as if, in fact, after 7 days, you were attacked. And then you notice that your health started dropping. His capacity. At that frame you lack what it takes to be the deliverer. It is not as if God doesn't want to wrought deliverance, but you are not yet the man. You are supposed to be the man. You are ordained to be the man. But the man we are seeing now is not yet the man. The wisdom it takes for you to liberate your family is dwelling at an energy level that can only be accessed as a result of maturity, perfection, a progression and approximation into the nature and person and stature of Christ. When you enter there, then his administration will become spontaneous and subconscious. After some seasons, you will not even remember when you started walking in the anointing. You just realize that the anointing came because you stepped into a place in the spirit where the anointing is the natural ambience, wisdom, capacity, favor, breakthrough. It's not a prayer. It's an ambience that a man carries. There are certain wise and intelligent spirits that you will communicate and interact with in the spirit. When you appear in the natural, those things will become your ambience. They will rub off on you. Just like Moses. The Bible says that Moses came down from the encounter. He was not praying, let my face shine, oh God. Let me carry your glory. Let men see me and fall down. No. Just because of the reason of the depth of communion and encounter. He came out, and the scripture said that he wished not. He never knew that his face shone. It was a byproduct. Many things we make our prayer points are supposed to be byproducts of intimacy, byproducts of obedience, byproducts of encounter, byproducts of great growth, byproducts of maturity. Said that we speak wisdom. Where do we speak wisdom? Show me. Why did you leave my scripture? How be it we speak wisdom among them that are what? Now you know why you have been asking God to speak in your life. Help you to understand. Show you this. It's not showing you. It's not because it doesn't want to. It will be a wasted investment. Because that kind of wisdom can only be trapped at a certain energy level. He said, why won't you approximate? When you approximate to a certain level, you won't even remember when you started functioning in the wisdom. Because you cannot find yourself in that plane without interacting with that wisdom. Are you getting my point now? Can you be under the rain without being wet? No, it's not possible. So imagine when you are praying, all you need to do is get yourself under the rain. Get yourself under the downpour. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord
His way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Imagine if you have gone to youth service 2 to 3 years ago. It's since 2018. Imagine if you have gone since then. Then what Satan meant for evil, God has taken it and made it good. You would have just come and say, hey, see, you collect Allah and say, see my certificate. You know, so you will now come and show me how you snap. Now I saw your studio picture. That one is not certificate. There is a certificate they give men in the spirit that you have passed out. There are men that NYSC gave certificate that God didn't give them, and they left. they left and they are crying, oh God, I'm now that I've finished you serving, what am I supposed to do next? There is no information, because as far as heaven is concerned, you have not passed out. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to. I say you have not passed out. Sometimes the reason why you had an extra year is because as far as God is concerned, you have not graduated. But the school can give you certificate and you run out, but you are not ready to run your destiny as you are now. There is nothing you can carry for God. So where are you running to? It will, if you look well, you will see it's a blessing in disguise. Meanwhile, you are foolish now. So you think God is delaying you, and Satan will magnify that thing as a very big matter. Your eyes is not seeing. When you see it, you make Satan to pay. There are ways to make Satan to pay. Yes, now I was in my PBA and the guy said he will make sure that I have extra months. They will even give me 6 months or what. For some people, they will be praying, oh God, they want to give me extra year. I went that night, I smiled, I spoke in loud tongues. Kambaratwa! Thank God for 6 more months to press. Satan released me. Because he knows the commotion I'm causing already. He doesn't need me again in that kind of place. You have not done, if you do something well, Satan will graduate you. You will suddenly see your name in graduating list. You didn't take exam. Because of the havoc we are causing, they are looking for all means possible to bundle you out. You are not doing anything. Say you have extra year. Give yourself to priesthood long enough. That I'm telling you, there are men of God. Like, they will come and say they will come in the secret and pass you. One of the greatest men of God in this South is, you have heard me refer about to him many times. They came at the back and said, now we graduate you. Go. Because of the havoc. It was then that Inan left campus ministry. And up till now in UNN, we have not seen the depth he entered in campus ministry. In fact, he is the template of an accurate campus ministry. Those days, he used to stay 2 weeks on Vet Mountain. And then comes down, he starts 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after school has started, 1 month. And then when he comes down, he is the governor and mayor of the campus. Anywhere he appears, he's a king. He comes to the class, lecturer finished lecturing, he will start his own, opening deaf ears and blind eyes. He's in second year, third year. Oga, you are in what level? You are old, my friend. Go and cry for your life. Why will you leave Otoke? Your feet is not planted in the sand. You cry today, show me the wisdom. Let my soul approximate to the tools and skills it takes for me to bring my feet into the sands of time. With the feet and power of the mortals. Any day they talk about this, they will remember me in the spirit. I will become a force to reckon, not in the natural, but in the spirit. He's the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. My father called me. He said, you are an intelligent young man. Your future is bright. You need to find a job. You need to find an engagement. And I went and wrote many job applications. Now, this is my own dealing. So when I passed the last exam and I didn't have rest. I didn't have rest. If it's not because of the fact that someone insisted, they would have dragged you back to that place. Guess your progress since the year started? Infinitesimal. And then one day, in your sleep, the angel of the Lord will enter and remind you of the work you should have done. And then you see it, you begin to weep. Because it's not as if you don't want to do it. But where is the energy? We have come to giving birth. It is the day of giving birth that we know men that have the energy to travail. Yes. You think it's everybody? Every calling has a travail. The prophetic has a travail. The apostolic has a travail. In my own opinion, there are a few people that are called to the apostolic. They will end up with, possibly they will have the name, they will end up with the names. But they don't have what it takes to travail. There is an apostolic. Yes. There is a travail to bet that. It's not everybody doesn't get there. In fact, in my own opinion, they are so scarce. Because it will leave scars in you. Something that will deaden you forever. It will push you to the limit of your life. To the point that everything around you will suffer as a result of your consecration. How many are willing to pay that price? The relationships, the work, everything around you will suffer as a result of the consecration. That is not the kind of life that you want to live or anybody wants to live. Even if you want to live it, your parents will tell you, be wise now. Huh? What was that thing your father told you? If you need power, let me take you to where they get power. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Some better. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I yield. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord. Hey Jesus, show me my scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6. He said, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. So what a man encounters first and foremost in his pursuit of wisdom, because there is nothing a man can accomplish. In fact, the extent to which you can accomplish things is dependent on the wisdom that you have accessed as a man. The source of wisdom, irrespective, are you with me now? So you noticed that for business, large business conglomerates, they have men that they pay a lot. All those men do is to think. They call them the think tanks. They sit at the highest level, the tallest of the last floor in those high-rising towers. All they do is that they make sure that they are comfortable. Men that can't think will stay on the ground and be laboring with their muscles. But think tanks, they pay them millions, even in dollars. What do? To think. Because if that company will move to the next stage, it takes think tanks. That means the administration of purposes, the administration of our agendas, not just about God, even on this earth, is dependent on the wisdom that we have accessed. So even men seek wisdom, seek exposure, seek insight, even from Satan and demons and devils. Yes. Some of these big companies you know about, some of them, they pay psychics, they pay magicians, they pay witches a lot of money just to know the next trend in business. It takes a lot of wisdom for a man to peep and tell you what will happen tomorrow. Huh? Yes. If your prophetic becomes strong, that is how it will lead you into business. Because every prophetic person is supposed to be a business conglomerate. Haven't you noticed that the prophetic is linked to money all the time? How? There is a way to enter into the heart of God and know the next trend. The Bible says that there was a seal that was broken in heaven. The result on earth is that there was inflation. So imagine if you knew by September last year that there will be corona and lockdown by March. by your prophetic. Money will be your slave by now. For the way of the Lord. So every man needs wisdom to administrate upon the face of the earth. But the scripture says that this dimension of wisdom, the one for which we speak about, is not the wisdom of the world, nor of the princes of this world, that what come to naught. In the beginning it will seem as if it's bogus, but at the end it will become nothing. It will become a wasted effort. Anything that is origin cannot be traced to God, we die in time. Men will look for it, we can't see it. All the things we are able to accomplish by then cannot last. The next verse. But we what? Speak the wisdom of God in what? A mystery. Many people have tried to explain this, but they were not able to enter into what the scripture is saying. I've seen very big men of God, they try to enter into this. You have to be it is possible to have revelation without experience, and it's also possible to have experience without revelation. Yes. So many times men lack the capacity to communicate certain levels of revelation because it's revelation without experience. And even though they are correct, the heart of the matter will be lost, because this kind of revelation can only be powered by a life. The authority to teach it is coming from a life. So even though that the day you taught it was correct, there was no life yet to power it. So at some point you are stuck on I'm living an organic dimensions of that revelation. You lack the capacity to bring it across to men in such a way that it will become a part and participle of their lifestyle. So it is a revelation without experience. And there are men that have experiences without revelation. Now this is my point. Now when you have this kind of revelation without the experience, you will not be able to teach this matter. Let me show you in a moment. Even the hidden wisdom, the fact that is a mystery means that it is hidden. That means the access is not given to a common man. The access is not given to an obvious revelation. It's not conspicuous. There must be a deliberate search, a determination in your heart to unearth the riches thereof. You see, one day I had an encounter in the spirit. And then I began to understand the function of the spirit of revelation in its capacity to unveil mysteries to men. And one of the things I saw is that in one packet of truth contained in God's word, there are exhaustless layers of revelation that can come out of it. When you enter one, it's like a gate, it opens and chambers of light begins to come out. And the chambers of light that came out of... You have read Harry Potter now. You have read Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. That is the best way I can explain to you what happens in this kind of revelation. There are different layers. And at a particular layer, when the window and door of revelation opens to you, the revelation is a window, is a door. That can only be... Why did you change the key? Stay where you are, my friend. Be careful. The door and window of revelation opens to you as a result of an act of the Holy Spirit. You can't force it open. What I mean is that you can read a verse 100 times and the revelation there is locked out for you. Meanwhile, a man that came by the Spirit can read only once and the riches will begin to come out. Follow me now. So, if it is true, then the scripture has a will of its own. It is written and inspired by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit is a king spirit. It's a spirit you worship. It's not a spirit you conjure. It's not a spirit you get to do your bidding. That is the problem of people in the body of Christ. They don't know that you employ him. Peradventure, he appears and shows you mercy. So we have people that have read a particular scripture for 20 times, yet the truth and mystery locked there never came out, because they don't know that it takes the spirit of the scripture to enter into the revelation of the scripture. So when you implore the spirit, he begins to open up to you the same things. Meanwhile, the opening up is called the revelation. digging into it is called the inside. And at different layers, you will still meet different gates that need to be opened. In the same line, there are gates in it. So in the first layer, men that are not wise in the things of the spirit will experience the first layer of revelation and think that that is all about it. But haven't you noticed that men that brought revelation in the body of Christ many years ago, they found out that 100 years after, there is another layer on top of what they knew, to show you that it is still the same line. It is still the same portal. In fact, to show you it's the same portal, if you make an attempt to access a deeper layer of revelation in that line without consulting the present truth that those men downloaded as a result of their seeking, you will never enter. It is when you enter by their gates, you will now open your own gates. So when you begin to search, many gates begin to open to you. That is called mystery. Huh? It is what you find in there that makes you who you are. Life is run by how much secrets that you have. And secrets are things that came out of this mystery. They are hidden. Do you know why they are hidden? They are hidden not because God wants to hide it, but he doesn't want anybody to know. Except sometimes. Have you ever heard the scripture testify in the book of Revelation that that one, he had a name that nobody knows except him? That is such the way that God has constructed your life, in such a way that nobody can know, really. No matter how much I preach and help you to understand your life, nobody can really know your life except you. Eh? So what we do is to mentor you and guide you along the path. If you will be correct, the man that did the most for you, that is the one that taught you how to seek yourself. It is when you begin to seek God and seek the path, then your eyes will be open to the things that it takes for you to run your destiny. That is the only way to find out, because the name and the things and the secrets thereof can only be accessed by a code that only you have. That is why if you come to a place where men are not taught how to seek God for themselves, those people, they will remain babies all their life, because the things that is written about them is in depths, is in dimension, is in realms, and it will take a key that only them can handle in the spirit, not even their pastor, to take them into it. No matter, I don't care who you listen to, I don't care who is your father in the Lord, I don't care how anointed he is, you need to lay hold on your own key. It is with that you will enter. All the man can do is to teach you and coach you how to use your key. But the key only recognizes a name, and that name only you know it.
I choose the way of the Lord, for the way of the Lord.
They said, I'm a young man, I'm wasting my years, I'm wasting my time. What they didn't know is that there is a wisdom at work. Let me show you how the wisdom of God works. That is what I want to show you, and hope that I have time. The scripture says, but we speak wisdom among them, the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. This kind of wisdom, the access into it, is what it takes for us to be brought into glory. Are you with me? Men that have access, men that participate, men that are ferried, we are ferried as a result of the fact that they interacted with wisdom. Oh my God. Do you know why God is whom he is? He is whom he is because of the two-dimensional aspect of his capacity to power his agenda and purposes. So anytime you hear about God's purposes, two things must strike you. One is his eternal power. The next thing is his wisdom. If a man has access to power and has access to wisdom, this is a man that have all it takes to execute purposes. Even when you have power and you don't have access to wisdom, you won't know what it takes. You won't know what you need to do and how to do it. You need wisdom. This wisdom will take you to glory. This wisdom will take you to the place where you shine like the stars in the sky. Men will look at you and say, oh, see what God have done. What they didn't know is that you stayed with wisdom for long enough. Have you ever read the book of Proverbs? Anytime they address wisdom as a she, They address wisdom as a person, as a personality. We have found out that the best way for you to understand that book of Proverbs is to go to any place that they wrote wisdom, remove wisdom, put Christ there. Then you will understand the import of that book, really. You never know that book until you personalize it and see wisdom as a person. At a time, the scripture said in the book of Proverbs, it said that wisdom crieth on the streets. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. Choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the that come to naught. Verse 7, but we speak wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Verse 8, which none, are you with me? This is why it is what it is, which none of the princes of this world knew. So when Satan made you not to have money, he didn't understand the wisdom that is at work. Yes, he didn't understand that even when you didn't have money, and the only thing you can do that time you didn't have money, and he reduced your life to only prayer and fasting, Satan thought he was winning. He didn't know that it was a hidden wisdom. It is such that the princes that make people poor in your family didn't know that this is a strategy to finally break you free. So they kept you. There's people who tell you the only thing you know how to do is to fast and pray. They didn't know that even your father tried to be rich and he was poor. Because what made him poor was not a natural occurrence. He labored all his might, yet he became small. That means whatever is powering this kind of life is from the spirit. So when you came, Satan thought he has made you poor. But in your own attempt, what he did is that he pushed you to the place of prayer and fasting. The intent of God is to rectify everything that is in your foundation. All the things that princes held strong in your life, and as a result of it began to manipulate the outcome of your life. On the day that you gave yourself to prayer and fasting, you can even think it's ministry. No, it's not ministry. There are things that stops people, that stopped your father, stopped many people. You might think you are the first one. No, there are men that God called. There are men that God wanted to put his hands upon, but many things stopped them. They died. Meanwhile, the scripture said, ye are gods, but they died like men, because they didn't enter into the demands, the depths of their ordination. They die like fowls. The scripture said, even the Mount of Geba received the blood of soul. See, let me tell you, there are things that God needs to break. This is the wisdom of God. Initially, when I started pursuing God, God will put your eyes on the kingdom, winning souls and doing all that, and put you in rigorous regiment of prayer. He will say, Doris will say, I am not molded for this. My own is to be praying small. Does God not answer prayer small? No, it's not about answer. It's not about having result. Maybe it's not about having manifest result. It's about the fact that God is looking for a man. He has, maybe your mother has said, when will something, this thing stop in our family? And God has looked, just as in the case of Cornelius, even the angels, even heaven received the arms and said that we want to intervene, but there is no vehicle, there is no vessel to intervene. So the hand of God began to come upon your life, and you thought it's about you. There is a generation of unreached men that can never be reached until God puts you in that crucible and begin to cook you. He has a generation in mind. a family that has been in darkness for long. They are moving from pillar to post, from one false prophet to another, looking for deliverance. Meanwhile, it has not come. So God keeps you. You will think you are missing your internship. You won't know God is molding a man after you. A man that can stand in the gate and say, no more will this happen. And then the princes will obey because your voice is something to reckon with in the spirit. You can roar and Satan will respond. I will not die a normal man. I will not die a man. No. I will come to that point. When I cry, this nation will respond. I will die. Instead of me not to see that day, let God take my life. Why am I alive? I must see the day of dominion. My eyes must, if it's the last thing I saw before I left, I must see the day of dominion. That is why I am born. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way. So when God puts me in a rhythm to begin to pray and fast the way I fast, study, give, consecrate, I have seen beyond ministry. I have seen beyond gathering people. I have seen beyond ministry. I have seen the day where vacant thrones and seats that have the capacity to administrate from the realm of the spirit the affairs of nations. Somebody have to enter there. Remember, you don't enter thrones just because of desire. You enter thrones because you merit it. Yes, a scroll was brought and John said that everybody, they uttered, they say, who is worthy? Nobody came forth. Even Satan heard it that day, he didn't come. That is what Satan is boasting for nothing. All you need to do is to be strong in the spirit. You will find out how weak Satan is. He's just boasting in mouth. When they ask who is worthy, Satan didn't appear. Why didn't he come now? Since he thinks he's powerful enough. No, all you need to do is to yield to the ancient spirit. A day will come, you wonder why people will abound in your family. People will look at you and know indeed that what is binding your family has left you. That's why I went to Lagos and an elderly family told me that I have breakthrough. What me I understand by what they said is that it seems as if what is binding people in this place is no more binding you. Meanwhile, I never prayed for it. All I did was to press into my destiny. Then men began to see a light that they have not seen before. Are you willing to be a man that will pioneer a new order in your family? Then you will seek wisdom, secrets, hidden, that is not common. Things that your parents would have had sex and use if it were possible, but it's not given to you. This season and time to download it is now. Oh, I choose the way of the Lord. The princes don't know it. They took money from your pocket, they didn't know it. They gave you extra year, they didn't know it. They made you to be sick, they didn't know it. In fact, should I even tell you one? Let me tell you one you won't believe. And I believe that there is somebody that is listening to me that this thing is meant for. Satan even met somebody under the sound of my voice to fall into sin. Yes. And when the person fell into sin, Satan thought that was all. But that was the day that the person got angry with what Satan is doing in his life and decided to pray and fast till he dies. Now, this is the thing that the princes of this world didn't know. Just because you preached more and did one small thing, Satan now came to make you to fall, to make you ashamed, to give up, not to. They didn't know the wisdom that is at work. When Satan did that, instead of making you to stop, you now vow to die in the matter. Who now won? You see that Satan is not that wise. The wisdom of the princes of this world comes to naught. Because even in his attempt to make you to be weak, to make you to fall, it is there that you began to press into God. I need to tell you the reason why people actually, some people started seeking God is because of masturbation. It's because of pornography. They wouldn't have sought God. I know you don't, but look at the wisdom I'm showing you. They wouldn't have sought God the way they are seeking God if it was not for the fact that they found themselves in pornography and masturbation. So all they needed now is to come out of pornography and masturbation. In their attempt to come out from it, at the end, when they now came out, they found that they are now giants.
What they wanted, what Satan thought he was doing, is to bind you with pornography and masturbation, and you continue groaning. Your soul was enlarging. Satan didn't notice. He was also looking at manifestation. He didn't know that in the spirit, the eternal one was doing a depth of work. The day it will manifest, it will just appear one day, and suddenly the chains will fall off. And it's not just that the chains fall off, you are now endowed with the grace to set 1,000 men free from the same thing that bound you. Satan is not that wise, my friend. Ah, yes, Kaba. Oh, mama, mama. Siate. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. Choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Do you know many people wouldn't have come to revival hall? Many wouldn't have sought me out. If it's not for the fact, give me volume, I didn't say. They wouldn't have sought me out if it's not for the fact that there are certain kinds of things that is in their life. They are ashamed of it. They are pastors, but they are ashamed. When they come, they are men of God, but they are ashamed. They would have carried on with their liturgy and lethargy. They would have carried on with the letters and religion. They would have carried on with a form, without power. They would have carried on in that agenda. But the wisdom of God was at work. So God took his, seem as if he allowed them to walk in the flesh without the administration of grace. So when they made an attempt to walk in their destiny in the power of the flesh, what happened is that Satan took hold of them. Because Satan hates a man that desires and moves ahead to become a witness representing the kingdom. He will make you to fail and fail again. It is in that you're falling that you will now realize the power of God's grace. You'll cry. If you will make me strong, I will stand for you. If you will give me grace, I will tarry. Suddenly we realize that the man that was weak was not weak. It is a testimony after the flesh. That was the things that they gave me. They told me you're supposed to be in an office. I didn't know I was a lion. What is in me is an intercontinental volcano. Something that when he erupts, the heavens answer. See, my voice thunders in heaven. Yes, that is where our voice thunders. Oh, something is doing me now. I kabambe la kuatala, satambe kota kabalia, adante kabalia, pamba bakata kuwa. Listen. There is a giant coming from you. There is a giant coming from you. If your feet was organized and by God's act of mercy, you saw yourself here, and when you came, you are telling me in your family things have gone wrong, things are not working, no job, no. Your wisdom is like the wisdom of the princes of this world that comes to naught, because you are not aware of the deep work that God is doing. That's why he will never tell you now. You are telling him, oh God, tell me the next step. He won't tell you, because you function like the men of the world, the princes of this world. When God unveils his wisdom for you, it will fall like on the street. You will throw that wisdom on the street, and the wisdom will stay on the street and cry out. The Bible says that wisdom is on the street. In my generation, we will make sure that wisdom will be thrown from the street. We will lure him into our chamber and stay with me for the night. We will commune with wisdom. We will intercourse with wisdom. And then we come out. We will be ancient. I choose the way of the Lord. Men
that choose the way are the men that are educated in the way. They know. If you don't know, you won't choose. It was then that the scripture testified that the children of Israel were just able to see the acts, the wonders, the miracles, the manifestation. But the Bible says that Moses knew the way. The way he knew. It was in the book of New Testament that we found out that when God took them through the wilderness, he said, I took you through the wilderness so that I will test your heart. So men that are not aware, they will think the wilderness is a punishment. They will think the wilderness is a hard time. They won't know God is testing your heart. He's testing your heart. For the way of the Lord is the way. Of wisdom, I choose the way. Listen to me. Listen. Peter said that, may we not count slackness as men count. It was there that we found out that you can be bound with time. Time is supposed to be an instrument. It's supposed to be a great resource for you to invest. But I tell you, time will become an affliction to the man that has not been ferried to the mother realm. So that your perspective will be correct. Time is a burden for that man. Because you will not realize the purpose of time. You can just be living and waiting. You will think it's all about 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, 2 months, 1 month. It's not about that kind of time. It's about what is traveling from eternity. Until we are able to trap eternal things, it doesn't matter how long we have stayed, we'll continue staying. We tarry, we continue. The reason why we continue is not to say that we continue praying for 1 year, 2 years, 6 months. We are praying for 6 hours, 3 hours, doing study, fasting. No, the time, the longevity in time, in fasting, prayer, and all those things is not the matter. The matter is what is traveling from eternity. And God intends that you will be the conduit. Are you with me now? So we stay and understand what heaven is doing. And then we position ourselves in such a way that we become the vessels through which that can be transported into this realm. But if you don't understand the mechanism, the structure of the eternal realm, you will not angulate yourself in such a way that you will become a conduit. You will be looking at time. Don't look at time, look at eternity. What you receive was eternal life. And that means, are you with me? The Bible says in the book of John chapter 17, why not show me verse 3? Let me show you something and then we pray. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. You notice you have not finished your youth service. Youth service is not 12 months. Some people will not like me. How many youth comers, even people that have finished? I say you have not finished. They gave you physical certificate in the spirit. They have not passed you out. As you are now, you can't represent us. You are a casualty looking for where to happen. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. When a man came into Christ, listen. When a man came into Christ, beyond many things that happen, there are three major things that happen. And as expected, when the path is correct and the protocol of being led to Christ is correct, there are three things you must experience. You will experience forgiveness. You will experience justification. You will experience resurrection, or what we call being made alive in the spirit. These are the three components of regeneration. They are supposed to happen at the same time. But you need to know that if you look at forgiveness is the place where the price was paid. Because God cannot just say you are born again. There is something you are owing. You are owing a debt that you could not pay. It is when you pay the debt, actually, what it is called is not forgiveness per se. It is called remission. For the man that is not born again, the right word to use is remission of sins. In the accurate context, remission is not exactly the same thing with forgiveness. Are you with me? Because remission is for people that are not born again. But if you are born again, you can still receive forgiveness. Remission is a payment of a debt that is being owed. Then forgiveness is drawing from the payment as we are walking along the path. Are you getting my point now?
Yes, sir.
So this another one is justification. It's as a result of the fact that you went to the court and somebody, they called you to court and they say you are owing 1 million, and then somebody paid. It's called remission. And then the judge stood and hit the gavel, bam, because of the payment that has been made, you are now what? Declared righteous. You are justified. Now, as a result of that, the Holy Ghost now have, because the Holy Ghost doesn't have a regeneration, he doesn't have the right to enter into the heart of the person that have not experienced remission of sin. You are owing. So it is when that happens, the next stage, that's where I'm going now. He said, you are now made alive. This is the organic dimension. Made alive unto God. That means there is a vital connection that a man should have with his maker. That connection is truncated when the first man sinned. And that is what happens when we come to Christ. A connection is made back to that one. Are you with me now? It is called being made alive. And the implication of that is that the Holy Ghost makes that connection. And how he makes it is to bring a life into you. And that life is the God kind of life. Or rather, to be correct, it is the God life. Say after me, God life. That God life is called eternal life. Now, the reason why I said all these things is to show you this verse so that you understand it. The scripture now said, and this is life eternal. If you don't understand any scripture, you need to know this. The reason why I'm teaching you this is that I want to deliver you from the curse of time. Time is a curse on the man that have not understood eternity. It's when you understand eternity and eternal dimension that time becomes very useful to you. If you live 150 years on this earth, it's like a curse, a burden. But if you live 33 years on this earth and you are a conduit of eternity, hey, your feet is planted in the sands of time. And it's not just time, it is time from time to eternity. Men that are correct, they live from eternity to eternity. Yes, actually, let me not go there. The purposes of God is traveling from eternity, and his destination is eternity. So men that will be correct in his execution have to see from eternity to eternity, and then they will enter into time and become accurate dispensers of God's purposes. Now watch. He said, this is life eternal, that they might what? What is this word? No, I didn't have time. I would have shown you the four basic demands of an accurate believer's setting, an accurate query site, an accurate training ground, an accurate discipleship model. There are four pillars that must be in place so that it will be correct. He said that this is life eternal, that he might know. This know here is what happens between husband and wife and Jesus Christ, that he might know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. What is he saying here? He's saying that the reason why eternal life came is that so you should know God. What made God distinct is his life. In fact, what distinguishes entities and creatures is the kind of life that they have. There is a God kind of life. And in correct perspective, there is a God life. So, what made man different from every other thing that is created, no matter the angel, is the life, nothing more. Is that life that entered into you. Are you with me now? So, this is God's intent. That when the life enters into you, you will approximate and become anything that he has ordained for you from his own standpoint and perspective as a result of your interaction with that life. So he said, this is life eternal, that you might interact, that you might koinonia, that you might share, that you might communicate, that you might have intimacy with that life. So it is when you are having intercourse, intimating with that life, only for you to notice that in that life is everything that God is and God intended to administrate to you. Are you getting the point now? That is God's original plan, actually. So man refused and partook of the knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of evil. And when we got born again, we are linked up with this life. And the scripture said this is life eternal. Life eternal is not living forever. Life eternal is knowing God. Yes, we agree that there is a longevity. As a matter of fact, every spirit, you won't believe this, but let me say it so you know, every spirit lives forever. The destination is where we don't know. You can live forever in hell if you are not born again. Is it not true? But you can live forever in God. Me, I'm, well, since God said heaven and all that is nice, but my target is to live forever in God. Wherever God is heaven. I don't care where it is. That is why in this life, the possibility, God needed you to test of this kind of life. When you test of it, you will hunger for a season, a regime where there will be an unrestrained access. That is God's call upon your life. Are you with me now? So the reason why I read this place is that you will be cured from the plague of time and be drawn into eternity and realize that even the resources that God has made available for you to power his agenda is eternal. So why are you bound to time? Time, when understood from eternal perspective, becomes an instrument. But if you are not delivered from time because of the fact that you have not interacted with eternal life, you become a victim of time, become a victim of trends. Things change, you change. Satan persecutes you, you are disturbed. Tribulation come, you are disturbed. Poverty come, you are disturbed. The question you ask yourself when hard times come, things are not happening the way men expect and you expect, is what is God trying to do from eternity? Have you found the answer? Don't complain yet until you find the answer. And if it is true that your path and feet is guided on the path of God's eternal execution, there is nothing in time that is anything to counter it. Everything in time becomes an instrument, an agent of his fulfillment. Even Satan himself is an agent. That was what the scripture was trying to tell us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you go down to verse 8, show me kapande koskaba breteheske panambreto bina pahantele kutai. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You are not getting the point. It was Jesus that testified. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. In other words, even him is not the one that will lift himself. You don't understand. It takes Satan putting you in hard times for you to be lifted. Even you can't do it. You lack the capacity. Yes. You don't know that, follow me, for your faith to become precious, you need to pass through fire. Meanwhile, you are not the one that will make the fire. Sometimes God allows Satan to make the fire. What he will be doing many things around you. What he didn't know is that a giant is arising. Out of the ashes, a man arise. And our generation will have a savior again. Because out of Mount Zion, men shall arise, saviors, to judge the mount of Esau. So everything, good or bad, that is what the scripture meant when he said, for all things work together for the good of them that love God, even them that are called according to his purpose. What is the governing factor? Is the purpose of God. Are you in context with purpose? When a man is in context, when a man has his perspective correct, that is a man that everything works for. You are not out of place. Persecution is working for the man in purpose. Good times is working for the man in purpose. Adversity is working for the man in purpose. Because his context is eternity. His context is not time. There is a reason why God allowed you to pass through the peril, to pass through the challenges. There is a man he saw. That is the only man that can stand and administrate his purpose. He said, for all things work together, even the good times and the bad times. All things according to his purpose. That means the governing factor is purpose. When God understands and you understand with him that there is a purpose to execute, and your sails is guided, your heart is educated, your feet is planted towards the actualization, everything that is on that path becomes what is working towards the actualization of that purpose. Whether money comes good, if money don't come good, anything comes good. People say I'm doing well, good. They say I'm not doing well, good. Anything they say, they castigate me, they persecute me, they revile me, good. All things work together for the good of them that love God, them that are called. Are you called? If you are called according to God's purpose, then all things work for you. The seasons of your fasting work for you. The seasons of your prayer work for you. The seasons of your watching works for you. Are you called? I need you to pray 1 minute. Oh God, all things work for me.
For the way of the Lord is a way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is a way of wisdom. I choose the way. The hard times work for you. Men work for you. Begin to count them, name them up one after another. I say everything in your life works for you. Let your eyes be open. God works for you. Angels work for you. Persecutions work for you. Hard times work for you. Fasting work for you. Prayers work for you. Everything works for you. Lack works for you. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. Refuse to accept from Satan that your time is passing. No, all things work for you. Time is not passing. God is working.
Time is not passing. God is working. It is not time that is passing. It is God that is working. Tell him you will continue.
For the will of the Lord is the will of me. I choose the will of the Lord.
Oh my God.
For the will of the Lord is the will of me. I choose the will of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the will of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord.
Oh my God!
For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord.
Hey, my God.
For the way of the Lord is a way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is a way of peace. I choose the way.
I choose you, Jesus.
For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord.
A man of eternity, everything works for him. Nothing is a disadvantage. Everything is a weapon in your hand.
For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord. of the Lord is a way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord.
No matter what the world says,
for the way of the Lord is a way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord.
No matter what Satan says,
of the Lord is a way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord.
No matter what Satan has done,
is a way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is a way of peace. I choose the way of the Lord.
If the princes of this world knew, they would have left you alone. If Satan knew, he would have left you alone. But he never knew. Listen to this song. All things are working for my good. He's intentional.
Never fail.
working for me. All things are working for my good. He's intentional.
Do you believe it?
Never failing. All things are working for my good. He's intentional.
We have not extracted what I'm looking for in this song. Who can sing it very, very well? Can you sing it justice? Very, very well. Somebody go and take over from me. Just you have all the keys ready. This is the key, right?
Never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. It's intentional. Never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. It's intentional. Never failing. All things are working for my good. It's intentional. Never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. It's intentional. Never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. It's intentional. Never failing. I don't have to worry, cause He's working for me. He's working for me. He's working for me. I don't have to worry, cause He's working for me. He's working for me. He's working for me. Oh, 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 oh.
He's working for me. I don't have to worry, cause He's working for me. He's working for me. I don't have to worry, cause He's working for me. He's working for me. He's working for me.
All things are working for me.
my good is intentional, never failing. All things are working for my good is intentional, never failing.
Stretch it towards here. Close your eyes. Let me prophesy over your life.
All things are working for your good.
You better believe it.
He's intentional.
He will never fail. That God will turn it for your good and victory. He will turn it to your favor and lifting in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. In the name of Jesus. Every reproach in your life is rolled away. Is rolled away. Is rolled away.
is rolled away in the name of Jesus. God, we give you beauty for ashes. God, we give you beauty for ashes. God, we give you beauty for ashes. In the name of Jesus. And the oil of gladness for every spirit of heaviness. He will set at captive them that are bound. I declare to you the day of liberty. I declare to you the year of jubilee. I declare to you the acceptable day and year of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let the prison doors be opened. And let the captives of the mighty be set free. In the name of Jesus. And as such a day like this, I decree that the words that God has spoken over your life will come to fulfillment, will come to maturity. In the name of Jesus. Every veil that is covering your manifestation, covering your life, covering and limiting your shining, today the light of God shines from heaven to tear asunder. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are set free today. Shine, shine, shine from today. Shine from today. Shine from today. Shine from today. Shine, shine, somebody shine. Nothing will limit your shining. In the name of Jesus, I pray every affliction of Satan is broken today. Every band of wickedness is broken asunder. Every yoke of the evil one is taken away. Every sickness in your body is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every affliction is bound. Every disease is taken away. Every oppression is being broken. Today I declare you free. I declare you free. I declare you free. In the name of Jesus. This is the day of the Lord's freedom. And may it be accomplished in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed.